You've had a hard day at work.
Work.
Would you walk us through a typical day?
Unless you want to work 40 hours a week.
Now, it's time to let Magic Drive Time take you home.
He got Aaron Gordon. He'll drive the rim. He's going to dunk it down. He just flew to the top and throws it down. Call NASA. He's up there again.
You'll hear from Rob Hennigan, Magic players past and present, and a host of NBA insiders.
3-on-2. They scoop it to Hazonia. He'll go to the top, and he'll throw it down. The rookie got two.
Magic Drive Time hits the road now.
Special edition, an off-season edition of Magic Drive Time, and another podcast coming your way. We appreciate you tuning in. This time I am excited, super excited to be joined in studio by Nick Vucevic. Nick, thanks so much for taking time to come in here, big fella.
Hey, Dante, always a pleasure.
Great to have you in here. First of all, thanks for cutting your vacation short in Montenegro and joining me here in the studio.
Oh, no problem. It took a little time for my head to get through the TSA, but I'm glad to be here.
What are you most excited about in doing this podcast, Vooch?
I like that I get to be here with you, Dante. There's no place I'd rather be here than the Magic Studios.
You know what's eerie is your eyes don't blink.
No,
it's awkward. I'm not going to lie to you.
No, I'm on my seventh Red Bull right now.
just wired. Who is the man behind the mask? Who is the man behind that mask, really? That's joining me for this podcast.
It's
George Galante, ladies and gentlemen. Did that surprise you? That really wasn't Vooch. There might be somebody out there who thought that was Vooch.
You want me to put the mask back on, don't you?
I want to talk to Vooch again.
All of a sudden, our viewership went down in half. Hold on.
We're losing all those.
Okay, don't worry, Dante. I'm back.
Vooch is here.
Much better this way.
You sound just like Vooch, by the way.
I do, right?
Listen, we are going to talk to Nick Vucevic, though, but it's going to be via telephone from Montenegro. I'm excited to do that. You've never done a podcast before. This is new for you.
I haven't. So what do you do in a podcast?
Exactly what we do on radio, which is why I don't understand the whole theme podcast. And on TV. So I don't understand the term, But apparently this is different.
Can I curse on the podcast?
Absolutely not.
I can't.
Absolutely not.
So
no.
It's the same. It's the same.
But if Vooch curses on the podcast.
Listen up, you. Boop, boop, boop.
No?
Potty mouth.
Is that going to fly?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. No, right. I don't think that's encouraged either.
Do I have to hold Nick's head through the whole podcast?
You don't. Okay. In fact, you can secure it behind the bookshelf there.
Yeah,
however you want to do that. And in the meantime, I know you come extremely prepared. Always.
Yes, I have all my notes.
What are some of the things we're going to ask Vooch?
We're going to ask him how his summer is.
Correct.
He's been in Montenegro, but he's also been flying around. I believe he got married. From what I know.
Interesting.
Which hopefully we'll find out here.
Yeah, so we'll get into that. Maybe we'll find that.
I know he's been globetrotting. I know he was in Vancouver. I know he went to Paris. So he's been, and if you follow him on social media, he's done a lot of things.
Yes, he has.
Soccer-wise. So.
So not much unlike your summer.
Oh, I've been globetrotting around. I went to Fort DeSoto in Tampa. I went up to Hammock Beach.
Right.
I'm all over the globe.
As long as it's within
that Florida state line.
We're going to get him in 2 minutes. 2 minutes is the time that he's going to call in.
All right.
So did you rent an RV this summer?
This is my first chance to catch up with you. I haven't seen you in like six months. Fort DeSoto is when I rented the RV.
Put the whole family in the RV and
throw them in there, buckle them up, tell them hang tight.
That is fantastic.
And make sure you don't dent it, because if you dent it, that's a $1,000 deposit, right?
They ding you on that.
Oh, they ding you.
Have you ever dinged it or scratched it?
I have.
Yeah.
I talked my way out of it.
Did you?
I don't know how I did it, but I did. I basically blamed the sun and
because I'm not going to lie to you. When you told me you were renting an RV, I automatically assumed Laura would be driving it.
See me going down the road like this, driving a big rig?
Yeah. Driving the big thing. Yeah. So, but it was no, fun. So I, but was I know fun. The kids
it
love
time.
It.
And the kids have a good time, and we have a couple families that go with us, and it was a lot of fun.
I like that. Well, I'm guessing Nick didn't do that, but we'll find out
a little bit more. You never know.
In fact, I'm getting word that we have Nick Vucevic on the line. What do you say we get to it, right?
Let's get to it. I'm ready.
And without further ado, what do you say we bring in the big fella, the Orlando Magic center? He's going into his sixth NBA season. Nick Vucevic, kind enough to join us. From his native Montenegro, he is back home and taking time out of his busy schedule. And he has to be bothered by George and I all year, but he's taken time out of his schedule to let us bother him a little bit more today. We appreciate that, Nick. How are you?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. First, does it shock you that George is doing broadcasting? Does that shock you, or are you used to that by now?
Well, I'm kind of used to it, but I'm still shocked. It's hard to get used to that at all.
That's the reaction everybody has. Yeah. So it's not just you. That's a general feeling about me. So that's fine.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
But as long as you do what you like, George, it's all that matters.
Okay. That's good. Good.
Well, listen, Nick, let everybody know. It's great to catch up with you. We haven't seen you since the season ended. Certainly I haven't. I haven't had a chance to talk to you. But what is a summer like? Well, what was this then? I don't want to know about like the basketball part of it or the working out. I want to know the fun stuff that you got to do this summer here, Nick.
Well, I've done a lot this summer. I actually got married.
Congratulations.
That's awesome. Congratulations. I don't know if you were joking with me or not, but congratulations.
No, no, it's serious. We've been dating for a long time, and we got married this summer. It was just a small ceremony for the people back home, and then I had to do probably something else for all my friends in Orlando and the rest of the U.S. that I know. Other than that, that's the biggest news. All the other stuff. I traveled around Europe a little bit. I went to watch a few soccer games that I've always wanted to do, and I got invited finally this year to go to do it, and so that was really fun for me, something that I want to do for a long time with my friends, and that was fun. Then other than that, I just spent time with my friends, family. I wish I wouldn't have to talk about the working out part and all that, but that took most of the time out of my schedule, especially because I had to get ready to be in shape earlier, since I had national team, which I'm with right now, because I want to be in shape and be ready to go for that.
Now, I'm noticing on social media, you mentioned the soccer. How many soccer matches did you get to attend in different parts of the country?
Three. I wanted to watch a game in Italy, one in France, and another one in Italy, but that one was the biggest game, like the Super Bowl, the Champions League final, and that was really fun because it was obviously the two best teams that made it this year, and it was a great game, and it was really fun to watch that. That's something I want to do since I've known for about soccer, so it was a really great experience for me.
Awesome.
I love that you're married too, because now as soon as the summer starts, you're going to have honey-do lists like George and I do.
That's right.
As soon as the summer starts, you're going to have a whole list of things that you got to get done. So that's fantastic.
It sounds really fun.
There are a lot better parts, but that will definitely be a part of it. Hey, listen, I want to get into the national team and kind of thoughts on the Magic roster, but first, you were in Rio, and we got the opening ceremonies tomorrow night. Just your thoughts, Nick, on your experience in Rio and kind of what, it kind of gets a bad name, I think, a little bit with how they're running behind in preparations and in some areas, but I seem to remember you had a pretty good experience down there in Rio. Just your thoughts on the Olympics being there and what you remember about Rio.
Well, I had a really great experience when I went there, mostly really because everybody was so, everybody welcomed us really nicely. And wherever we went, people were, happy to talk to us, meet us. It was really a great experience. And, first night we got there, we went out on the beach, and there were some, they weren't like some kids, some adults, they were playing,
Foot volley.
Foot volley. Right.
Yeah. They spoke Portuguese. We spoke English, but we found a way to just communicate and we played with them. And I thought that was really cool, for them to invite us to play. We weren't really good and it kind of ruined their game, but it was fun for them to, watch us play and spend time with us. And it was a great experience. And then we went to visit different parts of Rio. The game was fun, sold out arena. I really had a great experience, and it was a really fun trip, and it was also great, because you had, a chance to spend time with your teammates off the court a lot, something, it's hard to do in the season, because everybody has their families there. It was just us, and it was a really great experience. And, obviously, with the Olympics, I think every city, they're always behind when it comes to, construction and all that. There's so much stuff you have to build in such a small time, but I think it would be fine. I think, just the Olympics and such a great sports experience for everyone, fans or players, are in it. And so I think it'll be great, you know, to finally watch the Olympics after 4 years and so many great athletes being there. And I think that everybody wants to start. We'll be focused on the games, you know, whatever discipline it is that people will watch, is either basketball or, you know, the running, the swimming, the whatever that people will do. I think that's what people will focus on, not the rest.
Now, is that a dream for you, Vooch, for you to go to the Olympics at some point with the Montenegrin team? Is that something, a goal of yours?
Yes, actually, that's something that I really love to do one day. I think that's, you know, other than winning an NBA championship for us basketball players, I think going to the Olympics, that's one of the biggest achievements you can do as an athlete, because all the best athletes from all the sports in the world are just in, like, one place, and it's just, I think it's a good experience. You represent your country. You know, it's a different feeling, and I think that's something that we really love to do. Obviously, Montenegro is a really small country. We only have so much talent, and it's hard to compete against the best countries, and only so many go from Europe. But we'll do our best. We'll see. Maybe the next Olympics we'll be able to make it.
And you're currently with the team, as you mentioned now, right? You're training with them. I know the goal is to qualify for Eurobasket next. So I guess two questions. One, how is the training going, and how is it being around? You know, how good do you expect this national team to be? And I know guys like you and Pekovic and Mirotić, are there any small guys in Montenegro? Do you have any guards?
Well, actually, Pekovic, he's not playing because he's still got from his injury. And Mirotić, actually, he's playing for Spain. He's actually going to Rio. He chose to play for Spain because he has a Spanish passport that he got from playing there. So he chose to play for them. But as far as the team, it's a pretty young team. It's like the mix. You know, we have a few more experienced guys. But it's a good team. I think it's seen a lot of talent. You know, we're not going to go and dominate a Eurobasket, but we can surprise people. I think we're a team that's going to play with, you know, a lot of energy. Definitely a team that's going to be hard to beat. And it's exciting for me, you know, being on this team, one of the older guys. And, you know, the only one from the NBA, I think, you know, I can lead this team in many different ways, which I'm trying to do and help, you know, talking to the young guys. And it's a great experience for me. I haven't done it in a few years, and I'm really happy to be with them. Okay, we've been going really well. We've been practicing really good. I think that will help me also come to camp in shape and be ready for the season. So I think I'm really happy to be here, you know, spend time with a lot of guys that I played with when I was younger or against, you know, talk about it all the time. So far it's been really good.
Now, when are you planning on coming home, Vooch? Because I miss you. I miss seeing you. But honestly, when will you come back to be here full time?
Well, we our last game is September 17th, so a few days after that, you know, just to pack my things, you know, say bye to my friends and family, and I head to Orlando. So it can't be before that, unfortunately.
There's no way to milk that and miss camp, right? There's no way to milk that and come in like the beginning of October.
Well, if I could skip media day, that wouldn't be there.
No. Matter of fact, I need you for 2 media days.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So you can't skip that.
That is a good idea. Well, Nick, as you may or may not know, the Magic were busy this summer with some moves. You brought in some. Obviously, there was a trade with Victor Oladipo. There's Serge Ibaka. You have Bismack Biyombo now on this roster. You have some depth with Jeff Green and DJ Augustine. And I think, personally, I think probably a lot or maybe too much was made of the big fellas that were brought in on this roster. How do you view the deals that were done? And there's plenty of minutes, in my opinion, for everybody to go around. But how do you view the trades and the big fellas that were brought in?
Well, I think that, it was a really busy summer for the Magic. And I think that they made some good deals. I was surprised with the Victor trade. He was there with me for 3 years. And he kind of thought, you know, he was going to be one of the guys that, you know, is going to be kind of the core, part of the core group. So I didn't expect it to happen. You know, obviously he improved every year and he showed his potential. But, you know, at the same time, we did need a four-man, and I think the Serge is a great addition. Guy that has played for a great team for a lot of years. So he will be bringing us a lot of experience. Obviously, he has a lot of qualities on the court. Obviously, he has shot blocking. He can spread the floor. He can do a lot of different things. And I think that he's a great addition because I feel like we can complement each other, especially on defensive end and on offense as well. And we can work really well together. So I thought he was a great addition, even though, you know, we had to get rid of all Oladipo. But you know, the way that this business works, you know, sometimes to get right. somebody, you have to give up someone. And mm-hmm. you have to do that. You know, as far as the other guys, you know, I think DJ Augustin is a great backup point guard. You know, every time I played against him, you know, he always, you know, did his job really well, you know, ran the team really well. And a lot of times he had to start on a team where the point guard was injured, and he's a really good player. I think he could also be a starter in this league. So I think that would be a great addition for us. Jeff Green got to play also, you know, for a lot of great teams. Obviously, played with the Celtics, Clippers, Memphis. So they bring some experience to us as well. And then there's the big fellow that everybody talks about. And I think he's a great addition as well. You know, somebody that improved a lot last year. You know, I've known him from the draft. That's when we met, you know, draft night. He's improved each year. I think he'll help us a lot in different ways. You know, mostly with his energy. You know, his running ability, rebounding, shot blocking. There's a type of player that we needed. For sure on the team. And then also Doty, who unfortunately got hurt, so I don't know how long he'll be out for, but I think he's a great player as well. I play with him in Philly, and a true pro, and also somebody that does his job every night, so he'll help us as well when he gets back healthy.
And obviously, Vooch, now we have another new coach with Frank Vogel. Have you talked with Frank since he's been hired? I'm assuming you have, and how are those conversations?
Yes, I have, actually. I have, you know, as soon as he got hired, he gave me a call. And it was a really good conversation. You know, Frank seems like a really good guy. You know, I like the things we talked about. I like, you know, how he was thinking about a team, what he thinks we can do. And he had a really positive mindset, and he said that he likes to keep things positive. And I like that. I think that can really help the group, especially because we still have a lot of young guys that think that will help. And so I think he's a good coach. He's done a lot of great things with Indiana. They won a lot of games and won a lot of, you know, a deep playoff series. So he has experience. He knows how to win, and that will help us as well. So, you know, I thought with Coach Fowles improved a lot, and, you know, it would have been great if we could have, you know, kept going with him. I think that would have helped a lot. But, you know, they won the, you know, whatever happened. And now we have Frank, and I think he's a tremendous coach, and he can help us a lot as well.
And Vooch, I speak with Nick Vucevic. You provide a skill set that really there's not a lot of on this team. There's not a lot of scores on this team, and I think certain nights points are going to be hard to come by. I think we made some improvements on the defensive end, but your role in that, I would think you're going to get every bit the opportunity, if not more, because this team is going to need points, and you're a guy that can certainly provide that night in and night out. Are you not?
I agree. I mean, I think that. I've shown that, you know, I can do that the past two seasons. And so I think that, you know, I will try to keep doing that, you know, lead the team in different ways. You know, I believe to be the best player on the team, and my job will not only be to score, but to do whatever the team needs to do to win. And there's been all this talk about will I start or not, will I get traded or whatever. You know, and my focus is really just to come to camp, you know, do what I have to do each night to help this team win. And I think I have the quality to do that, and I will do that. And so I think we had a lot of different players, but I still think that, you know, I'm a really important piece of the team.
Absolutely, and you are, and you will be a focal point of this team, and I'm excited what this year looks like for you. And George has promised that he's going to make sure you don't have to answer those silly questions all
That's
year,
right.
right?
That's right, absolutely.
You're going to
take care of that.
All right, very nice. I appreciate that. All right, Nick, we got some good questions on Twitter, and the question was brought up during Frank Vogel's press conference. Would there be an opportunity for you to shoot threes? And we got a Twitter question from King Uno.
Is that your cousin?
I think that's your cousin wanting you to shoot more threes. Is that something that's in the works? Are you working on a 3-point shot, and could you see your game extending out there?
That was me. Twitter account.
Nice. Nice. Absolutely.
I like that. Very nice. Well, what do you think? Is that something that you could? I can tell you.
Hold on, I can tell you what he thinks.
Okay, what does he think?
He's going to say absolutely. I can step out beyond the three and shoot
okay,
the three.
I like that.
Right, Vooch?
Well, actually, I've been working a lot on it this summer, and it's been going pretty well. I think you know my confidence from 3 points out of the zone. I think that's something I can add onto my game. And actually, even here in practice, the national team, I've been stepping out and knocking down some threes. So I think that's something that can only help my game. Obviously, I never want to make it where that's what I only do. But I think it can add a huge weapon because I've improved a lot on my driving as well. And so if I can step to the three and have the big guy come up all the way, and then I can go by him and either make plays for others or finish at the rim or even shoot the three, I think it's just going to be another weapon for me that can help me a lot. So I've been working on it, and I will keep working on it the whole summer. So when I come to Orlando, I can start shooting some threes.
I like it.
Right?
I like that. Absolutely. Why not?
Add that to the repertoire. All right. Well, listen, Nick, we appreciate the time. As always, it's great to catch up with you. Best of luck as you work out with the national team, and we'll be keeping our eye on it. And have you heard from Mario? Is Mario giving you any updates from Rio? How excited is he to be playing in the Olympics?
Yeah, actually, we've been talking this summer, he's really excited. I watched him play when they played in the qualifying tournament for the Olympics, and he played really well. And he's really excited. Obviously, it's really awesome to go to the Olympics, and he's a young guy, and it'll be great also for him to go there and compete with some of the best teams in the world with his national team. And I thought he's exciting. It's a big break for him, and I'll be sure to follow him. Unfortunately, he didn't make the team for France. We all know he sucked, but I thought he was going to make that at least. But oh well.
Have you talked to him, Nick? How disappointed is Evan? Have you talked to him? I'm sure he was expect. I know he said it when he was here. He's expecting to play for France. He must have been pretty disappointed, I'm sure.
I'm joking about it, but it is disappointing, obviously, for him. I think he obviously deserves to be on that team. He's one of the best players. On that team, and he's shown last year he played so well in the NBA, which is the best league in the world. And I don't see why he's not on the national team. But whatever the coach's reason were, that was his reasons. And I know it's disappointing for Evan. He really was excited about it. And he's always excited to play and represent his country, and especially when it comes to the Olympics. But he's really young, and I'm sure France will make the next one again. So hopefully he'll be able to go to the next one.
Now, George was a pole vaulter in college.
I think his summer wasn't that bad.
He's doing okay.
He's
okay.
He had a pretty good summer, didn't he?
He had a pretty good summer.
He did pretty well. Yeah, I was saying, Nick, George was a pole vaulter in college, so that's one of the events he'll be watching. Do you watch any of the other events in the Olympics? What do you be keeping an eye on outside of basketball?
Well, actually, when it comes to Olympics, I like to watch a lot of different sports. I'll be sure to watch tennis, because of a guy, Djokovic, he's supporting him. I know he wants to win the gold medal really badly, and so I'll be watching that closely. I will try to follow Usain Bolt, see how he does in the 100 meters and the 200 meters. I like to watch all the different, discipline. I don't know how you say it in English, like all the running, when they, they throw the stick and then the disc and all those running disciplines, the 100, 200, 400, all that.
That's what they call it, too. They call it that, throwing the stick and throwing the disc.
Oh, there you go.
Throwing the disc and throwing the stick. That's right.
Okay. Well, there you go. What's that? And I actually love watching when they when they jump in the water and they do different tricks while they're in the air.
Swimming?
I love watching those. But I don't
he's talking about diving.
Well, no, that's swimming.
Oh, gotcha.
Diving.
Gotcha. Diving. Yes. I see. Okay.
Diving. Yes. There you go.
Tennis is on all the time. You can, Nick, you can watch tennis whenever you want. It doesn't have to just be the Olympics. Tennis is on quite a bit.
Well, I know that I do watch it all the time, but I'm saying, it's a special occasion because he wants to win the gold so badly.
That's true. Okay, that's true.
How big would that Nick Vucevic splash be if you were diving? Would you be a very good diver, Nick? That'd be a pretty big splash.
You know, I'm kind of scared of all those extreme things, and so when I dive, I just kind of jump from, you know, it's never too high, and I just jump on my feet, and, you know, I make sure it's safe and, you know, nothing to, no flips, no nothing.
Just straight entry.
Just straight entry.
When you're 7 feet tall, it's not as easy to do that.
No, that's true.
I would think so. All right, Nick. Well, thanks so much, man. It was great catching up with you. We look forward to seeing you, and congrats again on getting married, okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much, guys.
Our gift's in the mail, Vooch.
That's right. And I guess our invitation got lost in the mail, too. So we'll talk to you later. All right. Thanks a lot, Nick. Appreciate it. We will see Nick Vucevic here soon. It's hard to believe, George, but we are very close to training camp. It's right around the corner.
It's right around the corner.
We never think it's going to come, but it always comes.
You know, it's weird how the calendar, you can't stop time.
No, you can't stop time.
You can't beat time.
But I'm excited about Nick. I think Nick had a great summer himself, and he had, as you said, you know, as we heard, he got married. I did not know that he got married. So that's
I knew he was engaged, but I didn't know when the wedding was. Yeah. I thought it was one of those Paul Kennedy engagements. When it lasts forever.
it's a seven year engagement. Doesn't that something that should fall under your umbrella though, as the PR guy? Shouldn't that have made it across your desk at some point, or that doesn't matter?
I say no.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't know how that works.
You don't need to tell me everything.
That's true.
You have to have some stuff private, right? I don't know.
You're gonna find out eventually. But this is a big summer for him, and I like the idea. He doesn't shy away from it. They're going to all be battling for minutes with him and Ibaka and Biombo, and that's the nature of that. And it's going to create chemistry, and it's going to create competition across the board. And the ability for him, he lights up about the idea to shoot threes, doesn't he?
A little competition within is not a bad thing.
Sure.
So if it takes signing a Bismack Biombo or a Serge Ibaka to light a fire under Nick Vucevic, that's fine by me, because I think Nick has proven that he's a double-double every night.
Absolutely.
He's a double-double every night.
Absolutely.
So if you're going to light a fire under that guy, why not? I think it's great.
Yeah, and I think he's going to have a big season, and I think they need him.
The
points are going to be hard to come by. You're not going to lose that guy. That guy needs to play big minutes, and he's going to be a steadying force for this team. So there you go. So that's your first podcast. How would you rate the overall experience of podcasting?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
Probably a 15. It was amazing.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Podcasts are amazing.
How many people will you tell that you're on a podcast?
Well, I told my wife.
Okay, there's one.
And she asked, well, where does that go?
Right, what
and
is
I,
that?
I didn't,
correct.
I, yeah. I didn't have an answer for her. I told her in the cloud.
Right.
It's up there in the cloud somewhere.
It is up there somewhere.
And that's about it. That is my answer for everything. Yeah, Aaron just said in my ear, that's my answer for everything. It's up in the cloud.
There was quite a delay with us with Vooch, wasn't there? A little bit of a delay.
Yes. And then it was, why is that? Just because international calls?
International call. Well, in Montenegro has one of the largest delays.
It does it?
It's just known. Yeah. It's just
known by who?
I don't know.
In phone call circles?
Yeah, just in phone calls. Right. Well, I will let you know, and I'm going to put him on the spot right now. We want to get J.J. Redick on this podcast, okay? And I'm going to reach out to him. Now, he's a big guy, and he does his own podcast. But as you know, he has had everybody that he has ever known in Orlando as a guest on his podcast but us, hasn't he?
How does that work?
And we're never going to be guests on his, and I get that. But do you think he'll join us on ours? He'll join us?
I think he will, but you know what? Joe Rogowski, our former strength coach, was just his guest. Why not us?
Correct. He had Rodney Powell on there. There's a guy in our mailroom, Mike Izzo was on his podcast.
Rodney Powell doesn't even answer his phone.
Yeah.
And he was on the podcast.
I don't even know how he did it.
I don't know how he did it either.
So I argue somewhere there's got to be a gap where as people are on vacation, he can't get anybody. Maybe he has us.
Maybe.
And fills us in.
That's if his dog is not available. But I would say JJ coming on this podcast is high probability. Just because he likes you.
Well, we're going to push it out.
Me, he doesn't really care for.
I would disagree. I think he's a big fan of yours. All right. Well, that'll do it. Appreciate it, everyone, for tuning in.
Right.
And our next podcast coming your way, Penny Hardaway.
Good one. I like
Penny
that
Hardaway.
One.
That's going to be amazing. Little Penny is in the house.
Don't drop him.
And we're ready to have Penny Hardaway on the next podcast. But hey, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for
I appreciate
having me.
It.
It's a lot of fun.
That's my tagline. Thanks for stopping by.
Right. I say thanks for having me every time. No matter where I go. When
that's
I come
fair
out of
enough.
A meeting, I go, thanks for having me.
Dante Galante, the podcast. Appreciate it. All right, we'll see you next time.